We now return to programming paid for by Omira Health Centers.
This is Health Empowerment. It's the June 8th edition, and we love it when you're along with us on Sunday mornings, having your Java and enjoying Croft Woodruff on the radio once again here on 1410 The Buzz of Vancouver. Croft, we just had Dr. Tyers on. We're going to have him on a little bit later on. We're also going to have Dr. Zaid Ratansi on to talk about the hyperbaric oxygen therapy that he's doing in Coquitlam. But we'd be remiss if we got a little update on Bill C-51, and you've been keeping tabs of what's been going on Parliament Hill, and there's been some rumblings about... Well, I guess people are not happy about what's going on, even within the Conservative Party.
Well, that may be so, but the trouble is that are the members of Parliament listening to their constituents? And the feedback I'm getting from my contacts back east is that they are not listening. It seems that our political leaders who seem to be influenced by Big Pharma are cracking the whip. And so it's really up to everybody out there to keep the pressure on. Maybe you've contacted, and I hope you have contacted your MP, but it's time to go back and get after them again. Keep pushing, because tomorrow is Monday, and they're sneaking this bill back on the table. And it looked like they were going to back off, but it seems that Big Pharma has been putting the pressure on Mr. Harper and Mr. Clements, the Minister of Health. And you know what really gets me is that the Conservative Party, that was part of their platform, that foods are not drugs, and they were going to give us what we asked for way back in 1998, 97 and 98, when the former Health Minister, Alan Rock, with the Liberals, backed off when he saw so many people were so angry about what the Liberal government was trying to do. And now it's the Conservative governments. You know, it just seems to be that these guys, it's Tweedledee, Tweedledum, and they're there really at our pleasure, but they're not listening to us. So it's important that people really put the pressure. Frankly, any MP that votes for this bill is not going to get my vote. And I don't care what party they belong to.
He's Croft Woodruff. You're listening to Health Empowerment on 1410 The Buzz of Vancouver. And the website address for Omira Health Center, the fine sponsors of this program, omira.ca. And you can find all the information you need to help fight Bill C-51. And you can even call the clinic too, 983-HEAL, 983-4325, if you don't have access to a computer. But it really is quite simple. You don't even need a stamp to send your letter of opposition to your MP and say, listen, I want to be in control of what I put in my body. And if I want to put a garlic supplement into my body, gall darn it, I will. And get that letter going to your MP. And you know, we got responses back from Hetty Fry when we sent a letter. You got another response back.
I got a response from several MPs, including the Parti Québécois, the Bloc Party, rather. And they reply in French. I don't care. I've got access to a French translation. I can now even reply to them in French, which is very convenient. So wonderful things, these computers and the internet. But you've really got to put the pressure on your MP. That they are there to serve us, not to, we're not to be there serving them. We are their masters. We're paying their income with our taxes, and we should be getting what we deserve. 71% of Canadians polled show Canadians take supplements. They take natural health products, and they want them. And I think that any political party that doesn't listen to 71% of the Canadians, They're really asking for a boot out of Parliament.
Now, just not so long ago, Sean Buckley held a Bill C-51 seminar, and I understand it was quite a success. Did you manage to make it?
Yes, I did, and there was an excellent turnout. The church has a good capacity. My estimate, conservatively, would probably be about 600 or 700 people there.
Wow.
And of course, Health Action was the sponsor, and the Natural Health Products Protection Association, you could say they had their initial or inaugural session, and they are urging people to join. And of course, locally, you can get Health Action right away, and their number is 604-435-0512.
Question mark?
Yeah. 435-0512. I think that's right.
Well, if not, we can get the number through Omira. You can call Omira. Just, you know.
They'll pass it right on. And Health Action Network, they're on Rumble Street, just a little east of Royal Oak. They are very important clearinghouse for what is going on in terms of natural health and natural health access. And, of course, you should be talking to your local health food or natural health products retailer and see what they're up to, and just let them know that Bill C-51 is out of the question. We want it stopped. We don't want amendments. We want it stopped. What we want is Bill C-420, which basically was this. Foods are not drugs. You know, was it Edison, somebody said, let your food be your medicine and your medicine be your food. And all that these supplements are basically is concentrated nutrients to make up for what is really mined out of our food through bad agricultural practices and bad food processing practices.
Fight Bill C-51. And if you need details, again, omira.ca, omira.ca, or give them a call at 983-HEAL, 983-4325. It takes less than 10 minutes to write a letter, and you just send it to the Member of Parliament in Ottawa for free. When we continue, we're going to talk hyperbaric oxygen therapy with Dr. Zaid Ratanzi. That's when we continue on Health Empowerment here on 1410, The Buzz of Vancouver.